Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here we go. Sports of Atlanta on a Friday night. Chris Raby with you on KMOX. It is the Friday, July 31st, 2020 edition of the program. Hanging out until 8 o'clock tonight. Cardinals game postponed after a couple of positive COVID tests in Milwaukee. We're talking what that means, where the club goes from here, and the reactions from the team in Milwaukee. Lots of baseball talk coming up. Also, NBA is underway. NHL gets going. This weekend, the Blues will be in action. On Sunday, we'll talk a little Blues hockey. We're going to talk some hoops and more. Here's what I got planned on the program this evening. 6:30 after we hear from John Mozeliak in a few moments and talk about what happened today, what we know, what we don't know, where we go. At about 6:30, my guy, Joey Vitale, will be with us. The man, the beauty himself. And folks, he's going to put on a show. So we'll visit with Joey Vitale, talk a little Blues hockey, find out what he's been up to over the last couple of months, and get ready for the Blues to restart. That's on Sunday. It was great to hear Joey and Curbs and Ferrario back on the air the other night. And, oh, well, I was listening to Cardinal Baseball, but looking forward to chatting with Joe coming up here in just a bit. All right, 7 o'clock hour. Lots of baseball talk. Obviously, very serious what happened today as the Cardinals had a couple of positive tests last night. The news trickled out early this morning. John Heyman broke the news. John Heyman of MLB Network. He will be with us at 7:15. Then at 7:30, former St. Louisan. I guess you're always a St. Louisan, but now Memphian. Rob Fisher is going to be with me. Fish will talk a little NBA restart, the Grizzlies in action. And again, because of what's going on and because the way that the NBA is set up and the games they're going to be having daily, like the NHL, I think a lot of people who maybe don't watch a ton of NHL hockey around the country are going to be watching a ton of NHL hockey. And I think a lot of people that don't watch a ton of NBA basketball are going to be watching a bunch of NBA basketball. So we'll talk that and a whole bunch of stuff with Rob Fisher. So that's what I've got on the program. Joey Vitale, 6:30. John Heyman, 7:15. Rob Fisher, 7:30. If you want to get involved in the program, we invite you to do so at 436-7900, 314-436-7900, or 800-925-1120. You can follow me on Twitter. Tweet me at CHRABE, CHRABE. Follow us on Twitter at KMOX Sports. That's where you get breaking news, behind-the-scenes photos, and more. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Okay, let's get to it. John Heyman tweets this morning that Cardinals had a positive test. Then the news comes out it was two positive tests. The game is postponed. Obviously, the identities not revealed publicly of the two positive tests, but they are two players. The Cardinals are going through protocol. And I thought you should just hear for yourself, John Mozeliak, his opening statement when he met with the media this afternoon after the Cardinals game was postponed against the Brewers due to the two positive tests.
You know, obviously, I'm sure there's a lot of questions, many of which I can't answer, many of which I probably don't even know the answer to. But Having said that, you know, obviously we did not play today's game. It was due to two of our players tested positive for COVID. We have since put the entire traveling party through two different tests today. We're hopeful that we get results by either tonight or first thing in the morning. And that way we have a little more clarity on what we look like for tomorrow. And then we will also really assess through our tracing program, just to understand if we have some concerns and how to manage that. So, you know, we have a lot of balls up in the air. It's obviously creating a lot of anxiety here. And, you know, we certainly understand the importance of trying to get back on the field, but we recognize the importance of player and staff safety as well. So I really just ask for people's patience in all of this. And hopefully everybody understands that, you know, these are new times for us, and we're trying to understand how to work through them. But, you know, we understand the business is baseball, and if we can try to find a way to get back out there, we're going to. So, you know, my only other thought here before I throw it up to the floor is that, you know, I'm very appreciative of what the commissioner office did for us. Spoke with David Stearns this morning. You know, we didn't want this to get to where all of a sudden we just had people just not wanting to play. And so I appreciate the aggressiveness by MLB and to allow us to, I think, take the appropriate response to these positive tests. And I'm grateful for that. And now we're fingers are crossed, and hopefully we're back playing baseball.
John Mozeliak, earlier today, kind of walking you through what happened and where do they go from here.
Put the entire traveling party through two different tests today. We're hopeful that we get results by either tonight or first thing in the morning. And that way we have a little more clarity on what we look like for tomorrow. And then we will also really assess through our tracing program, just to understand if we have some concerns and how to manage that. It's fairly labor intensive, actually, going back through it. You know, Moises Rodriguez handles that for us. He's been working diligently with our equipment manager, our traveling secretary, our director of travel, and myself. And so, you know, we're trying to just really understand, you know, who these people had contact with. And, you know, specifically, we're not as concerned about like where and when they may have gotten it as much as, you know, who they've had contact with since. So that's been really our focus at this point. But, you know, I like I've told you guys from day one, we learn as we go. And today, last night and this morning have been no different.
John Mozeliak, as the Cardinals are in Milwaukee and they did not play today, the game postponed. If all goes well with the testing, then they'll move forward. And again, like I truly feel like those that are with the team, and we spoke to Mo on Tuesday when the club got to Minnesota, and he was meeting with the media to announce that Miles Michaelis was going to miss the rest of the season because he has to undergo surgery to repair the flexor tendon in his right arm. But, you know, the question was asked like, hey, so yesterday morning, you guys are getting ready to get on a plane and fly to Minneapolis, your first road trip of the year, while the news is coming out that the Marlins have all these positive tests. Were you worried about the season and being in jeopardy? Were you thinking that your plans might change? And he's like, no, I didn't think about it. I didn't hear from the league. He used the term business as usual. And you obviously don't want to see anyone test positive. We also don't know the who, what, why, where, or when. You know, they're doing the contact tracing. You know, there's this, I guess, assumption that if an athlete tests positive, that they must have been doing something they shouldn't have been doing. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. We don't know. I also know that people test positive and don't even know that they have the virus. It's just, I urge you to refrain from overreactions. And I, as a hopeful baseball fan, will trust in the protocol and trust in the organization, like any business would operate, to instill and enforce personal responsibility. And like, listen, man, like you can do everything right. You can wear a mask and social distance and, you know, cover yourself in sanitizer and things are still going to happen. Life is still going to happen. You know, like when guys are in St. Louis and you're playing home games, you still got to drive to the ballpark. You still got to put gas in your car. You still got to, you know, do stuff. Like, we all got to figure this out. That's what Mo said. We all have to figure this out. I'm not saying I got anything figured out, but I'm just hopeful as a baseball fan. I just want to watch a baseball game tomorrow. So, again, that's John Mozeliak from earlier today. If you've got thoughts, questions, whatever, 436-7900. And we'll hear from John Heyman at 7:15. It's been kind of a heavy day in terms of just like, this is kind of just like a heavy story to think about and talk about. And my, you know, I've been on the phone, I've been texting, I've been trading emails with friends, with people in the industry, with sources, and just like need a little palate cleanser. Carl, you think we need a little palate cleanser? All right. Joey Vitale is, I think, the perfect palate cleanser. I think that there is not a better palate cleanser than Joey Vitale. And also, the Blues play on Sunday, which is awesome. So we're going to hear from Joey coming up next. Chris Raby with you, Sports Open Line. Plenty of baseball talk, Cardinals talk. If anything changes or there's any breaking news, we'll keep you posted. But Joey joins us next on KMOX.
We don't go to a break like everybody else in the league does. Tell Joey, tell us what you think. He's going, I signed up for this. Get the hamster running in my brain. I'm going to have a hamster. That's a good spot for it to run.
Sports Open Line on a Friday night. Chris Raby hanging until 8 o'clock. Going to get back to baseball talk in our 7 o'clock hour. John Heyman, who broke the Cardinals positive test news today, will join me at about 7:15. We can continue to take your reaction as well as the Cardinals. And the Brewers were postponed today. They hope to get back on the field tomorrow and then a doubleheader on Sunday. We're going to switch gears and head to the bubble. Well, I guess head to St. Louis and head to the bubble. Well, as I live and breathe, our guy, Joey Vitale, joins us on Sports Open Line. How are you liking the bubble, Joey? I know you're in St. Louis, but you liking the sports back?
This bubble's eating me alive, man. I've been in my home bubble for what feels like 10 years.
You're in the bubble. You've been in the bubble.
Well, there's no such bubble when you have kids because they'd be bursting that bubble all day long. All they do is bust my nuts all day long. It's giving me crazy. I'm going a little stir crazy here. I've been kept in great shape, Rapes. Everyone's like, geez, Joe, you're in top shape. What have you been doing? I literally just been running away from my kids for 5 months. I just, wherever they're at, I run to the other room. If they're downstairs, I run to the attic. If they're upstairs, I run to the basement. So I just keep on running, and I'm just burning lots of calories. So I'm feeling pretty good physically, but mentally, whew. I feel like my brain's like mashed potatoes.
And, buddy, we know summer bodies start in the bubble. They used to start in the winter.
I've never heard that, but I like it.
Used to be summer bodies start in the winter. My bubble body started in the bubble. So I need to come and, like, let your kids chase me around. But it's crazy, man, like, for everyone to go from being at home and just having things completely just turned upside down to now even having things like sports back, but not in any way that we know them. Like, how have your kids dealt with this? And how have you guys dealt with starting to, you know, now dad's leaving and he's got to go to work and stuff. I mean, we're into an adjustment period now, and there's the question about schools and stuff. At some point, you've got to find something for them to do other than just chase your ass around.
You know, it was weird. When this whole thing kind of started, Chris, we were in a good spot. You know, the Blues kind of winded down. My wife, we just had our fourth baby, yep, literally 2 days before everything like completely blew up. So I was thinking, okay, this is going to be 3 to 4 weeks at most. I get to stay home, help out with the baby. Kids are off school. They were on spring break anyway. I bought a ping pong table because it was cold outside in March. We were playing ping pong. We were playing King's Corner. We were playing Go Fish. They were helping out with meals. They were baking sourdough bread with me. And here I'm thinking, like a lot of parents, like, hey, this is going to be all right. So, you know what? It's kind of actually fun. I kind of like quarantine life. And I think that, you know, month two kind of dragged around. You're like, okay, this is getting a little old. What kind of news we got? Fauci. And old Fauci boy, he wasn't giving us the best news. I'm like, okay. And he's a little impatient, more impatient, more impatient. And before you know it, it's just been a roller coaster ride of peaks, high peaks, and very low valleys. I'll be honest with you. There are some days that it hurts to get out of bed, like a lot of people. And you just try to be responsible and try to think about the people around you and how much they need you. And that pulls you out of bed. But I tell you what, if it wasn't for my kids and my wife, I would have been having a way rougher time than I am right now. But that certainly is great news to see the Blues back, see the Cardinals back, to see sports back. Is it exactly the way we remembered it? Like you mentioned, Chris, absolutely not. But it's something. And at this point, I think everyone would take that.
Do you let your kids beat you and stuff? Or do you teach them competition, teach them a lesson?
You know, it's a good question. And I think every kid's a little bit different. My daughter, she's 9, and she's built like me, and she's a pit bull. Like, she is an absolute Serena Williams pit bull. She is aggressive. She's athletic. She wants to win, and she competes, and she works so hard. When I say, hey, we're done, she'll go out and she'll do 2 more reps just because she wants to.
Sounds like our meal ticket.
Exactly. With her, you know, I get pretty competitive, and I find that balance with her. My one boy is very sensitive, where if he loses, he will cry and pout. So I'm kind of managing that right now, where I'm going to let him win. I'm going to give him a little bit of a taste just so he stays interested. But then at the same time, you got to keep him humble, and then also you got to work on some things too. And then my youngest, it's amazing the fluctuation. My youngest is the most confident, cocky kid you'll ever meet in his life. And he's probably the most unathletic, unintelligent, uncoordinated. Human being out there, but the confidence is through the roof. I think he gets it from my wife. And so with him, I just punish him. I literally beat him in everything. And he's still like is the most confident
Comes
kid in the
back
world.
For more.
So,
he's chirping. Yeah. See, I bet he's a good chirper.
Thank you, sir. May I have another kind of deal. Yeah.
I'm just imagining you with just the forehand ping pong smashes just into his face.
Iron sharpens iron.
We have a wide driveway, so I got a pickleball net. And I think, have you ever played pickleball before?
Pickleball is great.
Pickleball is a great sport. It's becoming very trendy.
A lot of new parks.
Yeah, a lot of new parks. It's great.
It's even country clubs, too, yeah.
It's a hybrid of tennis and ping pong. It's like right in the middle where you don't have to move too much, but you're moving a little bit where you're kind of getting a workout in. And you
tennis
can have a couple
is like an ordeal. You can't just like casually with little kids play tennis because they're going to be terrible.
No. They're terrible.
Except for Serena, your daughter.
Exactly. Yeah, she'd be fine. But, yeah, you're exhausted. But so the kids and I, we got a pickleball net. So we're doing it, and I'm teaching them all about slices, and I'm using
and
the wind. Because the wins and lose. But I'm using the wind to bank these shots in. And, yeah, it's been pretty fun. It's been fun. We've been outside a lot. I'm not a big digital guy. I'm not a huge fan. And not that I think this is wrong. It's just my personality. I didn't grow up with Nintendo. I didn't grow up with, you know, iPads and computers. And I like the way it turned out. I do. I like the way that I turned out. I enjoy people. I enjoy having relationships and communicating with others. And I think that's really important. And I try to instill that in my kids. And that's why my wife and I at times will just open the back door and say, get out. I'll see you at lunch. And it's like 8 a.m. So, but they'll come on back around noon. And I don't even know what they did. It doesn't even matter to me. But they got outside a lot. And it was been it's been good. It's been good. It's been up. It's been down. But we're very blessed. We're very healthy. No one's got it in our family. And that's all I can ask.
Oh, man. Those are the best days. And, you know, you just communicate to them the score while you're punishing them on the pickleball court. Joey Vitale's with us. I will ask you a hockey question. I'll put it this way. Would anything over the next couple of weeks and into this tournament surprise you? Anything at all?
Nothing.
A league standpoint.
Nothing would surprise me. I mean, literally, I'm going into this tournament playoff like I went into the most recent Star Wars movie, Chris. I think it was something about Darth Vader, Revenge of Vader, or yeah. I don't even know what the hell it was. But I've never seen a Star Wars movie. I've heard nothing.
Not a digital guy.
I've heard nothing but hype. I've heard every time I say to someone, I've never seen Star Wars, like, what? What do you mean you never seen, you know, the whole reaction
there? Mine of that is Titanic.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen it, bro. You're a softy. You're probably all about Titanic. Never seen it.
Yes, sir. I watched Titanic. I think I was in sixth grade.
I went, huh?
You know, no, it was a group date. There's like six boys and like six girls from my
six
class.
Six guys, no girls.
Yeah, and I remember I had a thing for an old gal friend back in the day. Emily Vanderplume was her name.
Ooh, fancy.
And we were kind of steady here and there.
Ah,
and
people were taking notice.
So when you watch the movie, there's a scene, and this is a PG-13 movie. I think you know what scene I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I've never seen it.
Okay, right. Well, anyway, spoiler alert, Kate Winslet, she kind of strips down for a painting scene, and you may see a couple of things in the mix. And for a PG-13 movie, that was a big deal at the time. And I remember that scene. I remember Emily Vanderplume looking over her shoulder judging me about what I was doing when that scene happened. I'll never forget that moment. I think I played it off cool, though. Like, seen a pair of those once. I'll see them again. That's the deal.
Yeah. That's the time to make your move. Well, Vanzi wasn't having it, though. She was playing a little straight and narrow, huh? I could see that that relationship was headed for the rocks.
Yeah, it did not go anywhere.
She was a big Star Wars fan, too. I forgot the question, but...
Star Wars. So, yeah, my thing was I went into that movie with a lot of excitement because I've heard wonderful things.
Group date situation, though?
I went with my kids, and I had no idea what to expect, and it went in 13 different directions I had not anticipated, and it was everything I hoped for because it was everything I had no idea when it would happen. And I guess that's the best way to explain it. Which I think that this could happen this way. Listen, we could look at the first round, which we're going to see in about a week and a half. We may see every top seed move on. We may see that the better teams win the best of five. Chris, we may see that the majority of the bottom seeds. You know, I have a funny suspicion that – I was talking to Curbs about this the other day. I have a funny suspicion about the unpredictability factor. I think young teams are going to do extremely well. And what I mean by that is this. I talked to some of the Blues players, Petrangelo, talked to Steiner. These guys have kids on the way. Their wives just had kids. Their wives are pregnant. You know, it's amazing. We have some older guys on this team where families and kids, it's so much to the routine and who they are as people, which converts into players. I'm looking at the Chicago Blackhawks the other night when the Blues played them, and they pretty much just blew us out of the water. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this is a pretty young team. I come to find out, they're actually the youngest team in the National Hockey League. They average 25 and a half years old throughout their entire lineup. So they have a full group of kids who is in a bubble, who is doing nothing different in Edmonton than they were doing in Chicago. They're with their buddies. They're single. They're playing video games. And they're going out to eat at every single meal. Think about that. That lifestyle for kids, this is what the bubble is. So I think that young teams, energetic Edmonton Oilers-style teams, Toronto Maple Leafs, another good one, look for them to make a splash because there is going to be that it's going to be such a mental grind. And the teams that handle this mental edge of being in a bubble in Edmonton or Toronto and staying optimistic and staying energetic, keeping sane throughout these however weeks or months, that's the team that's going to have the advantage. And I have a funny feeling that a lot of these younger teams are going to handle that a lot more than the older ones.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense because it's just routine and it's almost like you don't know any better, right? And I wonder if the other side of that, as you talk about the mental edge, is it seems like the bubble was almost just made for Jordan Binnington. Just stone cold, emotionless, just what? Do I look nervous? Like just being an empty arena, crushing franchise's dreams and just throwing up shutouts. Like I could just see this being an environment, he doesn't have to talk to the media in person. Like I could just see this be an environment where obviously any elite goaltender, but someone like Jordan could just totally embrace the situation because he's been in his career, Joey, in every situation from the top of the mountain to probably times that were really, 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 really tough.
I agree. I agree with you there, Chris, for sure. And I think his personality kind of embodies this whole Blues team's personality, you know, and you mentioned the adversity. You know, you look at losing a coach last year. This team just kind of shrugged it off like, we're going to be fine. You know, last place, I will be fine. We got a new rookie goaltender. We'll figure it out, right? It never ended for the cup run. Look at this past year, or I guess this current year, which happened back in October. You lose Vladimir Tarasenko. This team, Jordan Binnington, these players, they kind of got like a chip on their shoulder because all they keep hearing is, oh, they lost Vladdy. They lost their best goal scorer. The Blues aren't going to make the playoffs. And they're like, big frick you boys and the girls out there. We're gonna do the exact opposite of what you guys think. And we're going to keep on pushing. It's almost like that personality that these guys just do not care.
Yeah.
They look at that adversity as just a challenge, and they just rise to that challenge. So I like the Blues in this situation for that reason. You mentioned the buildings. You mentioned how Jordan Binnington is going to be able to handle it. We talked to Jordan. I actually talked to Pietrangelo about this before the game for Chicago the other day. He said, the silent buildings, I don't think it's going to affect this group at all. And I said, how do you mean? And he said, well, you know, we found our game on the road. When we really started becoming effective, we're on the road. We're typically quiet. And we actually, believe it or not, we prided ourselves. We really took a lot of pride in silencing buildings. We loved it. We actually would talk about it on the bench. Boys, quiet in here, boys, quiet in here. Woo-hoo, the garden's quiet tonight, boys. They would always say that on the bench. They loved hearing a pin drop when they would go to these buildings. So I believe it or not, I don't think the noise level and the lack of fans is going to have as big of an effect as a lot of people thought. I thought it was when the tournament started, but now what I'm starting to really see trend differently, I think that matters less, Chris. But the biggest thing is going to be, how do these guys stay personally, mentally, physically, spiritually, psychologically sharp? How do they do that when they're sitting in a hotel and there's not much to do day after day after day?
You know what would be just the ultimate, like, the man more than anyone built for the bubble? Ken Hitchcock. Because it would be all hockey every day. He could wear the sweatsuit behind the bench, don't have to suit up. And I don't know if he'd ever leave the bubble, if he got into the bubble, because it would just be hockey all day, every day, as long as you're in there.
It's amazing. It's amazing there are some personalities
and no
like
suits.
That.
No suits. Berube looked thrilled that he didn't have to wear a suit the other night.
Hey, that's the other thing, because some coaches look terrible in suits. Obviously, Hitch looked terrible in a suit. Berube, I hate his suit style because he never kind of buttons that top button. His collar's always kind of hanging all over the place. Of course, he loved it as well. It's amazing. There are some personalities of players and coaches. Some people just love hockey, Chris. Like, I mean, you know, your passion for Cardinals baseball, I mean, you see it. You know, some players have that exact same passion, but, you know, they're just a little bit more athletic than you, and that's why they made it to majors. And that's cool. A little bit, but I always got a kick out of that playing. I played with a kid named Strom, Dylan Strom, who now plays with Blackhawks. Yeah. I played with them in Arizona. This kid was the biggest hockey nerd you'd ever see in your life. He'd be like, oh, did you see Phil Kessel's new twig? I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, I saw it on Sportsnet the other day. I could tell it's the new Easton. I go, oh, all right. He goes, yeah, I think he's like an 85 righty, 85 plus righty.
He's like the annoying kid in class.
I'm like, shut up. Like, shut up. Enough already.
Do you give him swirlies in the locker room?
I'm like, hey, Rook, go fill up my water jug.
Hey, Rook, enough about Kessel's twig. Go find me a couple of cold ones.
Yeah, speaking of twigs, bring me some beer.
Hey, speaking of delicious food and drink, you got to drop some bread off over here because Lord knows if there's anything I need, it's carbs right now.
I know. I'm making it every day.
Get your kids off of their lazy butts and get them, you know, early bird gets the worm. Get baking that bread at 5 a.m.
My dad, he's gone a little crazy throughout this, too. He loves baking bread, too. He, believe it or not, he's bought a full-on bread deck oven. I'm talking this thing's the size of a Volkswagen. And it's getting made in Germany. It's being shipped over through the Atlantic.
Breadenwagen.
Yeah, exactly. So you can see our passion for bread, and you put us in a quarantine situation, and we're going to do weird things. So we actually have a full-on double-deck bread, stone-hard, steam-injected oven. It is on its way, baby. All right. I'm going to pump out so much bread.
Set up a delivery. We'll place an order.
Good, buddy.
You know, even if we're not, you know, pounding Bud Lights for a couple of weeks after the Stanley Cup this year, we'll be just enjoying bread. We'll be pounding sourdoughs, you know.
Hey, I would love to support my good friends, all my good friends. Cam Wex, that was a fun year, my first year in the booth. You guys were awesome.
Can't get any
better. One guy.
Good luck,
one
Bubble.
Guy, there was one guy who I didn't think cared for me very much at KMOX.
Alex
and,
Roy.
No, Alex is my homeboy.
I know. You guys sounded great the other night.
You know who it was? I think it was Mr. King. Is it Dave King?
Dave King?
Putting
Kinger on blast? Putting our imaging guy on blast?
He hated me.
Interview's still rolling.
I had to do these promo reads.
Oh, you had to do the reads.
Oh, my God. He's like, sound a little slower. So I go slower. He's like, maybe not that slow. So I do the whole thing again. He's like, put a little rap. You know, like say Blues hockey. So I go, in the Blues hockey. He's like, that's a little too raspy. Call back a little bit. Like, I couldn't, by the end of my hour with Dave King, I couldn't speak. I could not talk.
Joey's kids, Hitch's suits, Dave King, everyone is in the crossfire of the sniper right now. Just stand back.
It's roast time, buddy. Baby. I told you quarantine got a hold of me.
Bubbles got me feeling some way. Blues and Avalanche on Sunday. You can hear Joey and Curbs on 101. They'll have the call for you. You're the best, buddy. You absolute man rocket. We'll see you soon. Thanks for jumping on.
Thanks, Robbie.
Whew. That's Joey Vitale joining us on Sports Open Line. A lot to unpack there. What an absolute beauty. One of the best. And, you know, Joey, Curbs, Ferrario, sounded great. It's great to have the boys back on the call and great to have Blues hockey back. So we appreciate Joey joining us. I feel like I could do I'm doing the 2011 oral history of the Cardinals, 2011 revisited. I feel like we could put together an oral history or a documentary about that interview. Covered a lot of ground. We covered, like, there was not a small amount of ground covered. That is a very accurate, I think, statement. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap up this 6 o'clock hour. I'm going to get back to more baseball talk in the 7 o'clock hour. John Heyman, also our guy Rob Fisher, is going to join me. That's all coming up. It's Sports Up Online. Chris Raby until 8 o'clock on your home with the Cardinals, KMOX. All right, thank you to Joey Vitale for joining us in our last segment. Man, if only that guy had a little energy, I think he would be okay. Excited for the NBA to keep rolling. Excited for the NHL to get going. Blues will play on Sunday. Got a couple good ones tonight, man. We got the Grizzlies in Portland. Was a crazy game. Rob Fisher's going to join me at 7:30. I'm telling you, if you haven't watched a lot of NBA basketball, turn on the Grizzlies and watch Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark and Dylan Brooks ball, because they are one of the most fun teams. And I lived in Memphis and covered the Grizzlies for 3.5 years, but they are an unbelievably fun team. So Rob Fisher will join us. They lost in overtime to the Blazers. We'll just talk about the restart and more. You'll love listening to KMOX on the radio.com app. And you can even rewind up to 24 hours of KMOX content. Download the radio.com app on your smartphone right now and tap the heart to favorite KMOX. All right, coming up, John Heyman. He broke the news of the Cardinals testing positive. He'll join me, Rob Fisher, all of that and more coming up until 8 o'clock on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.